The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, your host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Had a little coffee during the break. Hopefully that'll kick in here soon, and we'll be able to share, you know, more enthusiastically whatever message we have and interact with the callers on a much more, you know, engaging fashion. I mean, it's not been bad, but, you know, it's been a long week. I had surgery. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that my what do they call them? Skin doctor, dermatologist found a little growth on my back. It turned out to be a melanoma, and thank God, thank you Lord, that the melanoma was not oversized or deep. So the way it was explained to me, mine was a 0.04. I don't know if that's millimeters or what that is, or centimeters, I guess. Anything over 1.0 would require more aggressive surgery, checking lymph nodes and things like that. So regardless, the thing was in the middle of my back, closer to my right shoulder blade. So I had the surgery the other day under local anesthetic, able to talk to the doctor the whole time while he excised that. He took tissue all around it, under it, right down to the fat layer of my of my body, which there's plenty of. But he got it all out and then made a little incision, kind of shaped like a football, to be able to stitch it shut cleanly. Without it having puckering. If you try to do that with a circular cut, you'll get uneven edges. So did a beautiful job. There's stitches, internal stitches, and there's external stitches. And from what I've seen of it, had the dressing changed and asked that person to take a picture. Let me see it. It's a beautiful looking job. And very nice. Scarring will be minimal, but it doesn't really matter because it's on my back. I can't see it. Nobody else can see it, so thank you, Dr. Del Toro. And we talked about fishing and hunting, and Dr. Del Toro told me something very, very interesting. Very interesting. Now, he's an angler. He loves fishing in the bay, and he's just got back from Costa Rica. They were fishing for fishing the mangroves for some mangrove snappers and some snook, and we talked about that a little bit. But he said when he was very young, on one of his first hunts with his father, who was a classic outdoorsman back in the day, his dad shot a deer. And he said in the field dressing process, dad took a lot of time to give his son, a young son, a anatomy lesson. And he showed him where all the organs were, and he showed him, you know, where the kidneys were and the liver and all that type of thing. And he said that experience actually was the roots of the inspiration for him to become a surgeon. I thought that was very, very interesting, to be honest with you. I thought that was a very interesting analogy of his life, that the fact that he was exposed to, you know, the internal organs of a wild animal when he was a young kid led him to this path of being a dermatologist and a surgeon. Very cool to me. So Shout out to Dr. Tel Torto and Eastern Dermatology. So appreciate that. Maryland Bowhunter Society. You know, one of the games they had, and I don't play a lot of the games. I played a few of the card raffles and tried to win a bow or whatever. But they have a 3D deer target, which is made of some type of foam. And you paid $5 for like 3 darts, or I think you got 8 darts for $10 or something like that. So you throw it at the 3D target, and wherever you hit the target, you get points for towards tickets. So however many points you get, you know, it's 3 points for a bullseye, and you know, for 5 points or whatever it is, doesn't matter. So I had a few points, I got a few tickets, and there was a trail camera and a chair and a ground blind and a feeder, and I can't remember what else was up there. And the buckets were there. So once you get your tickets, you divide them up to whatever you want to try and win. Well, checked in at the end of the day, and the way the bow hunters do is very nice. They pull the winning tickets. They don't announce everybody's tickets and all the numbers. They just pull the tickets and tape it on the outside of the bucket, and at the end of the day, you take your tickets around, you compare them to what's on the bucket, somebody checks your ticket to make sure you won what you won. Anyway, long story short, I checked my ticket at the end of the day. I came home with a nice deer feeder. Yeah, nice deer feeder. You know, battery-operated, 270-pound capacity. So I don't know if I'll set that up or not. We've never put a feeder out. We put basic corn piles out and put cameras on them, and we don't hunt over them. We just check them to see what deer are on the were on the property and what time of day they're coming out and that type of thing. So anyway, that was fun. So thanks to Maryland Bowhunter Society. I had a great time, good food, Martin's West, measured a lot of deer, and it was wonderful. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
What's up?
All right, you know what my question is?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you. The rule changes, are they official yet?
Yes.
All right, let's hear them.
Oh, okay. You weren't listening in the first hour.
No, I just...
I see how you are.
I
see how you are. Slipped in for an hour. I get it.
Yep.
All right. Whatever the proposal was, is that is what the season is. The season, the catch and keep season begins May 1st.
Okay.
Runs to the end of July. Then the entire month of August is closed.
Oh.
Yep. And then starts again September 1st through December 5th.
Okay.
Sizes are 19 to 24 slot limit.
Okay.
Throw back anything under, anything over. Catch and release runs from December 6th through the 31st, and then January 1st through the entire month of April.
Nothing shocking there.
No, nothing shocking there. How do you feel about the catch and release season?
I like it, but I'm not sure if the numbers are real. You know, about the deaths and all that.
Oh, I don't know. We don't know any deaths. We don't know any numbers of deaths on the catch and release season.
Yeah.
We know that the circle hooks
decrease
mortality. We do know that. We know that water temperature has a ton to do with it. If the water's cold, the survival rate is higher. Okay, so if you use a J hook and the fish swallows the bait, then the survival rate is not so good.
Correct.
So here's the question, though.
All right.
What happens when you take a gravid female full of eggs out of the water?
Right.
And do your old grip and grin, take a photo of it. You know, you've got this giant fish full of eggs. You lift her out of the water where she's buoyant to where she's not.
Right.
Now her belly's hanging down, okay, and you release her. No matter how carefully you do that, my question is, what is the internal effect on the eggs when you do that?
Wow. That is a microbiologist question.
Well, I think it's just a general question on survivability and health of the eggs.
I you know, they're sacked. I doubt it does anything.
Do what?
I doubt it does anything because it's protected in the sack.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but take a pregnant woman.
Wow. Yeah.
And deprive her of oxygen for a minute or so while you take her picture,
right,
and hold her aloft and see if that has any effect on the baby, who's also protected in the in the womb.
Yeah. Well.
You know, put her underwater where she can't breathe.
Got it. Yeah, good points, I mean, but, you know.
I don't know. You tell me. And there's never been any, as far as I know, never been any studies on that particular aspect of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, people want to catch big fish.
Right.
And they're out there to catch. And they're catching them with gill nets.
Right.
You know? So, but the gill net fish are harvested. They're not caught and released. The fish that are able, that are small enough to swim through the gill nets,
right,
are able to escape. But the big cows, they're all going to get caught. You know, they're all going to get harvested. But
right,
for a recreational angler to go out there without the, you know, catch and release, not catch and kill and send to market.
Right.
Okay. So.
That's.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay.
I mean, if it's on the side of the boat, you figure out it's a female.
Yeah.
And you figure out it's a little fat.
Yeah.
Release the hook, cut the line, whatever. Let it go.
I agree.
Don't breach the water. That should be the rule.
Well,
right?
Good luck.
I mean,
good luck with it. Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
What if it's a 40-pound rockfish and you've never caught one that big? Don't you want a picture of it? Don't you want a hero? Don't you want a hero shot of you holding it up out of the water and somebody takes a picture?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like sailfish or tarpon or whatever the rules are, you know. In these other areas, you know, you can bring it up, but you can't take it out. They seem to have a good fishery.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I got your opinion. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well.
All right, man.
Well, hey, I wrote all that down, and now we just got to wait for the dates.
Well, that's right. Well, you can go out there and catch and release right now till the end of April, and then you can keep one.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, Gary. You have a great day, buddy. Appreciate the call. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What's your thoughts on that? What's your opinions on that? Any type of fishing question, hunting question, wildlife question, we'll do our best to answer it. The proposals for the upcoming hunting seasons, the public opinion, public feedback on that has also ended the end of February, so we're waiting to see what new proposals will be coming forth from the Wildlife and Heritage Service. Will there be a sick of deer antler restriction? Likely so. Will drones have some type of regulations? Maybe so. So this is a subject that's very interesting to me as far as the drones are concerned. I don't own one, never used one. I've used the tracking dogs one time, but the effectiveness of a drone is, you know, pretty good as opposed to a tracking dog. And I've talked to a couple trackers at the Bowhunter Society, two fellows that I know pretty well, actually three fellows that I know pretty well. And so we're going to have a nice comprehensive article on drones here coming up in a future issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So, all right, we'll do that. Mr. Lee is on hold. I'm sure he has a comment, but let's talk about backyard billies. Why don't we? You know what? Spring is right around the corner. We had a little taste of it this week, but didn't last, of course. So why not take a look? You're getting ready to clean up the yard, and you're looking at that rickety old picnic table back there, and you say, yeah, that ought to go to the dump, and what are we going to do to replace that? Well, I've got the solution. Stop by Backyard Billy's and take a look at their giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs in every configuration, seating from, you know, 4 to 12 if you want. 300 Adirondack chairs in stock, high tops, low tops, picnic tables, tiki bars, little stuff there that is pretty cool to look at. But if you don't go, you can't see it. In Backyard Billy's backyard, you can see gym sets and storage sheds and greenhouses and chicken coops and dog kennels and pergolas and gazebos and all that happy stuff for your backyard that's just fantastic to look at and, you know, desirable to have in your yard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, check out the barbecue grills. You've got Big Green Egg and you've got Memphis and others. Huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and even those wonderful freestanding deck umbrellas. And don't forget to take a look at the garden decorations and furniture inside for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. You got a beach house? Perfect place to visit. You got a closed-in patio? Perfect place. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44 Graysonville, that is Evans Avenue, 44B, coming from the bridge. And then Backyard Billy's is located on Drummer Drive. All I can tell you is your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Forget about Clyde Sports Shop. Their Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale is going on right now. Started yesterday, runs through next Sunday, the 22nd. It's a store-wide sale. Fishing rods, reels, combos, and all fishing tackle is 10% off. The sale excludes live bait, frozen bait, minnows, and licenses, of course. So you can save on premium monofilament line. Take your empty spools in there. Clyde's will fill that at half price. If it's 5 cents a yard, you pay 2.5. All starts at just 1.5 cents per yard, and it does exclude the Power Pro, which is the braided line. So any premium line, the Strand, the Berkeley, the Shakespeare line, all on sale at half price. Now, they feature Shakespeare and the Shakespeare Ugly Stick with an Ugly Stick weightlifting contest. You go in there and lift up the weight on the end of the Ugly Stick, make your guess, and hopefully you can win something. The Pfluger spinning reels are on sale. They feature the President Series. The Penn spinning reels are on sale, featuring the Battle 3 Series. So if you need a new spinning reel, it's a good time to take a look. Kids' combos and fishing kits are all on sale starting at $19.95, and again, all rod and reel combinations are on sale. Please check the full selection of St. Croix fishing rods if you want to step up your game to St. Croix. That's a good step. Live and frozen bait and minnows, fishing licenses, all the terminal tackle and lures for perch and bass and trout and panfish and everything else, including rockfish. They've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, the umbrellas, the parachute rigs, all at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is a website. Clyde's been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. Stop by for the sale. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Brayon Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are things in Towson this morning?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Well, it's my one time a year. Alan, I started doing a catch and release in the Susquehanna probably back in the early 70s, throughout the 70s during...
Yep.
The moratorium, whatnot, and not a whole lot of fault was given to it other than we were catching fish and letting them go. Most of the fishing I, as you know, nearly all of my fishing is, that was my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We got to, let, you know, use lures for the,
right.
that type of fishing. And, it was very forgiving. I would crimp the barbs down on my, I was typically using, like an Adam plug or,
sure.
Each other and so on. And from there, you know, fishing with friends and introduced quite a few people into that,
sure.
into that type of catch and release. My kids, I think that was one of the mainstays of getting them interested in
oh, sure.
fishing.
Sure, sure.
With catch and release.
Yeah.
But, Alan, it went from not a known thing until... You know, some of the rag mags and then the internet came along and started to blow it up.
Right.
And, you know, that's where you get a lot of your controversy.
Sure.
And a lot of unknowns with proper handling and whatnot.
Right, right.
And that's something my daughter, son, and I and the people we fish with, we very emphasize. My daughter in particular won't even take the fish out of the water.
Right.
Granted, she might have a guest or a friend that want to get a picture, but we do that occasionally. And
sure.
Cradling and handling the fish properly is a
right.
key element. And
right.
again, these fish are way pre, so we're near ready to drop eggs and so on.
Well, let me ask you, Lee, a fish caught at the end of April, what state are they in? Are they ready to drop their eggs in April? End of April, well, going into May?
Correct, Alan. And contingent upon temp, you've got to look at the fish, and you can tell by looking at their end, where it's ripe and they're ready.
Yeah.
DNR, they shut it down contingent upon temp. So... But I'll tell you another thing, Alan.
You mean they shut down the catch and release?
They will. If the water temperature gets to that that temp. But, now it looks like we've got in the May, our creel season starts.
That's right.
Alan, there's not a whole lot of, I don't know about that. The big thing I see is a big fish caught trolling and drug.
Oh my gosh!
Alan, there's the problem.
Oh, I agree with that.
And
my least favorite way to fish is trolling. For rockfish.
Absolutely. I don't do it. I'm not good at it, and I'm a jig fisherman.
Sure.
Primarily, of course. But I guess what I'm saying that the catch and release, when it got to the payday, you would see 100 boats out on the flats participating in this. Alan and my daughter will tell you if she wants. With me, but there's not a whole lot
hi,
of
Kayla.
People even say hi, Allie. She said good morning.
Quiet. Good morning. Good morning.
But, she's here.
But
it's Alan. There's not a whole lot of people even participating in the catch and release anymore. It's going
right.
to be the guides with there was. Quite a few guys that would do it, but I'm getting the feeling that there's not a whole lot of people participating in it, and they're more or less waiting for the creel season.
Sure, I understand that. Now there are a few light tackle guides on the flats, but there are charter captains booking catch and release trips out of the main stem of the bay.
That spreads the whole
thing out a little bit more, and it also spreads out the target area. The flats I can understand how that used to work, but now it's main stem, and people are booking trips for catch and release.
Right.
So I still raise the question, and nobody can answer this for me. Not a biologist, not DNR. What is the effect of catching those fish, lifting them out of the water, taking your picture, and look, a man, I understand it. A man catches a 40-pound striped bass, he wants a picture of it. He wants to record it for posterity and then toss the fish back in or slide the fish back in or guide, whatever you do, do it, be as gentle
right.
as possible. But nobody can tell me what the effect is on the growing eggs within that female rockfish. And when somebody can tell me that, I'll say, great, okay, no effect. But with our spawning success right now, they're looking at everything and anything. Do the fry have enough little microorganisms to feed on when they're spawned? What are the effects of temperature? And is climate change affecting the reduced success in the spawn? Well, that's the latest thing.
Right.
What is the effect? And nobody's mentioned this. What's the effect of the blue catfish on the fry? What do baby catfish eat? Okay.
You know, I agree with you on the Blue Cats. These guys, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, they are devastating up in the flats in the Susquehanna.
Right.
In the Upper Bay.
Right.
I saw one of the guys bringing his boat in, and his coach, the back end of his boat was so heavy with catfish that the front of the boat looked like it was sticking straight up out of the water.
Oh, sure. The question is, are they doing the necropsies on the fish? Are they doing the gut studies on the fish, the feeding studies on the fish, or are they just taking them and being processed and, you know, nobody cares? What are they eating? I've seen feeding studies from the James River, but I've never seen anything from the Upper Bay, the Susquehanna. Are those studies underway?
They should do. We're paying for it, so it'd be good to biologists do it, and the market people that are actually cleaning these fish.
Exactly. Yep. So, you know, there's commercial seafood houses in Jessup that do hundreds of thousands of pounds of blue catfish. You know, there's a guy in Tillman Island that does hundreds of thousands of pounds. There's a spot. Do your surveys there. What are they eating?
All right. And, Alan, one other thing I don't like to harp upon it, but you see, how many hero shots do you see of bass fishermen holding that big large pre-spawn, largemouth or smallmouth?
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Me too.
Guilty as charged.
You know, me too. So,
yeah.
You know, a great topic. It's always like to talk about it.
Sure.
Appreciate your time, Alan.
You got it, buddy. Enjoy your day today. What are you targeting today?
Whatever my daughter can put me on.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. I should ask, what's your destination?
We're going Upper Bay.
Okay.
Whatnot.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, if the water's a little discolored, and
I'm sure.
You know, we might even try. There might even be some white perch heading up around St. Catherine's Island north of the 95 Bridge. We might play with that too.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Always a pleasure.
All right. See you, Alan.
Good luck today.
All right.
Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Always nice to have a conversation. We are going to start promoting the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Chapter event coming up May 2nd. It's going to be at Pintail Point, or the point at Pintail. You'll be able to go during the day before the doors open for the banquet and shoot around the sporting clays and for like $31, and then go to the banquet in the afternoon. So we are going to start promoting that, and we're actually going to award tickets for one tableful of people to attend the Chesapeake Chapter Banquet. It starts at 4:00 on Saturday, May 2nd. So we'll bring more information about that as we get it and as we move forward. But keep in mind, this is the chapter that used to do their events at the Rock Hall Fire Department, and I was privileged to be the MC at that event, and I'll be MCing the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet on May 2nd. So looking forward to that, and we'll be bringing you a nice little promotion and giveaway with that. Same, it'll be the same situation. If you will attend, you know, we're not going to do, hey, save tickets for me and not show up, because we want to fill that table up, representative of the Outdoorsman Radio Show listeners. So we'll have a table of 8 that we're giving tickets away for. That's coming in the future very soon, probably next week. So we'll talk later about that. But I wanted to put that on your radar out there for listeners. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, I talked about Clyde Sports Shop's 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale, but I also want it for you hunters. There is a extremely good selection of X-Bolts, Browning centerfire rifles, the X-Bolt, in every configuration. They've got the X-Bolt, the X-Bolt 2, the stainless stalker, the micro medallion, the medallion. They've got all the models and most of the calibers. This firearm features a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, a bolt action in standard magnum and short magnum calipers. And these firearms, well, let's put it this way. There is no better time to own a Browning X-Bolt. So if you're looking for a centerfire rifle, good time to check them out at Clyde Sport Shop. Now, also, there's a good selection of Satori's. Yes, the over and under shotgun that, you know, work for shotgun sports and wing shooting. All the Satori models are in very, very good availability mode. No shortage there of the Satori shotguns. And we're asking you to call for competitive pricing on all the Browning firearms, especially the Satori and the X-Bolt models. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Hale Thorpe, Baltimore, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's been around since 1957. Of course, they have scope mounting and licenses and ammunition and gunsmithing, a little bit of gunsmithing. So check out Clyde Sport Shop. That phone number, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. And again, no better time to own a Browning X-Bolt or a Satori. Check out the prices, and you'll be glad you did. All right, just thought I'd throw that in. Any commercials we need to run there, Uncle Aaron? Why don't we do that right now?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now, you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop a foul and you can't make them run. Cause when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say ma'am. And you ain't in the south, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Who's our caller on the line there, Aaron? Scott? Is that what you said? Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. How you been, brother?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Well, just right now I'm headed over to one of the fish and flea markets in town and going to help out there and maybe do a little shopping, getting ready for bass season.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, I bet you are. So. Yeah, I know you need. I know you need another 100 lures.
Yeah, I got enough in my garage. I could probably give Bass Pro Shops or Tocumen a run for their money.
There you
but,
go.
You know, you never have enough. You never have enough. You always see something a little different. You see, I gotta have one of them.
Yep,
that'll work.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I bought myself another Lowrance fish finder. Got that mounted on my boat the other day, and
do you have the forward looking radar? Are you using that to actually spot the fish?
I bought that last year, and I maybe I'm just too damn old to get the hang of it. I only turned it on maybe two or three times all year, and I couldn't see crap up there.
Right. Well, I think the conditions have to be optimal for that. You know,
I got a friend I fish with a lot. He's got it on his boat, and he likes it. And,
yeah.
Most of the places I fish, you know, they're old money holes and stuff that I've been fishing for years and years.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just got it on a lark, more or less. It was on sale, and I said, let me see what all the hype is about. And it's a game for these young kids, you know. They
I hear you.
Grow up playing video games and all, so it's a natural for them.
For me, I'm here's
mostly old school.
Yeah, here's what we have an article in the Hunting Quarterly about how to find deer old school, using the old school. You know, the game trail cameras and the bait piles and all that stuff, that's one way to see what's on your property. But to get out there to actually walk the property, find the game trails, find the old scrapes and rubs, you know, see how where the deer move, where the bedding areas are, you know, the access points, the pinch points, all the stuff that you do to locate deer without going and depending on a camera and a bait pile is kind of a lost art. You know what I mean?
You know, I read that article. It was a great article.
Yeah. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was a flashback to me of my younger days fishing and hunting.
Sure. Well, same way with fishing, though, Scott. I mean, you know, I didn't grow up with all these electronics and stuff. We just went out and said, well, this place looks fishy, or there's some lily pads, or here's a grass line, and, you know, let's fish this structure that we know we can see. You know, or fish the points on the reservoirs. You know, it just...
Yeah.
You know,
somebody sent me a message yesterday. Said, "Are you watching the Bassmaster Classic?" And I told him no.
Right.
I'll check out the results, but it's dissolved into this. Just who can read it better? I mean, there's some tournament trails that ban the use of it. If it's a 2 or 3 day tournament, the first day they can't use it.
Right.
And all, but it's just. For me, an old timer, it's just taken some of the fun out of it, you know, of going out there, finding the fish, bringing
right.
the lure, catching it, not
right.
looking at it on the screen, watching your lure go down, falling
right.
in front of the fish,
right.
and then seeing when he takes it. That's not for me.
I hear you. Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to call and say hi.
How you doing, man? All right, we need to get together this spring or summer and do a little fishing.
I was thinking about that while I was on hold, brother. You got my number. Just
I do.
Give me a call. We'll go out and get some snakehead or get some bass and just enjoy what this beautiful world God's given us while we still can.
That works for me. Well, last year was a little difficult. You know, we're trying to start the new year with a little different outlook on life, and you know, so we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, buddy. You take care now.
All right, Scott. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Enjoy the flea market. All right. Let's talk to Kathleen and Towson.
Yes. Hi, Towson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So nice to hear your voice. I listen to you a lot in the morning.
Well, thank you.
And I want to say your show is so comfortable to listen to. I know I'm a different type caller. And I also like your old-fashioned country music you select. And I have a feeling you're very particular about what you select.
Well, sometimes. I mean, yeah, I am. I mean, when we do a pre-recorded show, we kind of let that up to the producers, and they put their own bumper music in
and
there.
You're so kind to all the callers, especially the ones that call in the morning when they sound like they're half asleep. But the main reason I
so am I.
You are. You're really kind to them. But anyhow, that's so nice, and your show is such a different take than the regular talk shows. But anyway, the main reason I called is I called last week, and
yeah.
Aaron told me to call back because I called at the end of the show.
Right.
I was curious if your show or you would have any comments on the hunting that was going on in the parks there in Baltimore, and you did. And you even did this morning. You had someone, and you talked about
yeah.
it. So I have my answers. I was really concerned. Considering the way sometimes Baltimore handles things,
it seems like it's come
along okay. But
it's not,
where I live here in Towson, mm-hmm. I have there's a community here of ranchers, and there's a lot of woods between our properties, and there's deer.
Sure.
And about 2 years ago, right around Thanksgiving, I was getting ready to hang a Christmas wreath on the front door, and open up the front door, and my front porch is only about 5 feet deep, and lo and behold. Here comes this humongous deer with a rack like you wouldn't believe running down my sidewalk. I thought, holy cow, if I'd have stepped off my walk, I'd have been gone. And then right behind it was a female.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I thought, oh, my goodness, I've never seen that before. But the main reason, the punchline to all of this is when I finished closing the door, I thought, holy cow, all the music you hear, That would have been a good scene for Grandma got run over by the reindeer.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway,
yeah, it would.
That's about it. But I just want to tell you, I enjoy your show. I really do.
Well, can I say one thing? You said hunting in the parks in Baltimore City. It's not hunting. It has nothing to do with hunting. It has everything to do with eliminating an overabundant deer population in an effective manner.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, these are sharpshooters. These are trained marksmen who take an elevated position, usually in some kind of a stand, and the bait is put out. The deer are attracted to the bait. They use night vision scopes. They use suppressed firearms, which means that they've got a suppressor or silencer on there. They use ammunition that is not high powered. It's called suppressed ammunition, so that there's not a lot of noise, so that the community is not disturbed. Yet they're shooting a lethal round and eliminating as many deer as possible in the amount of time that they have. The deer are then collected and taken to a processor who, you know, takes care of processing them, cutting them up, and donating them, probably mostly grounds, to the food banks and other facilities.
And you even said this morning that, too, was even arranged for the person who's going to cut them up.
That's all done ahead of time.
I guess, yeah. I was concerned about people being in the park.
Right.
And what else was going on? But now I know they've got the right thing going on. I feel more comfortable about it. So.
Yeah, there won't be any people there. It's all going to be at night. It's all going to be very controlled.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be signage and announcements and everything else. So.
Well, I agree with you. There are a lot of deer, especially if they're in my backyard.
Yeah, I got you.
On my sidewalk.
Yeah, run it down your sidewalk. You don't need that.
That is unbelievable. I wish I'd had a camera in my hand.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Okay. Well, so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you for the call.
Have a wonderful day. And good luck with your surgery.
Oh, yeah. That's all good. It's all...
Okay.
My concerns have all been answered, so I'm in good shape. Good to go. Thank you for the call. All right, folks, there's the music. We are at the end of another show, and it was so nice to hear what she said about the show. It's nice to listen to. It's relaxing. It's different. That's what I like about it. And I love our callers and the subjects they bring up, even if we have to have a discussion. So, all right, get out, stay safe. Remember, faith, family, friends, and freedom. God loves you no matter what. Love the Lord. Love your family. We'll see you next week.